Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I thank the Lord for this open door, this heavenward privilege that we have of gathering by the radio and opening God's precious Word and studying the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we look into God's precious Word today. We're turning our Bible again to the book of Psalms 91. And the Bible said in verse number 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And we're looking at that secret place, and I'm preaching on why the devil hates the secret place. Thus far in our study this week, on Monday, we looked at the fact that the devil hates the secret place because in the secret place, God gives to us an awareness of our sin. And I pointed out several things about that on Monday. And then Tuesday, I pointed out that the devil hates the secret place because in that secret place, God gives us an attitude of supplication. And then on yesterday's broadcast, I pointed out thirdly, the devil hates the secret place because in the secret place, God gives to us the anointing of the Spirit of God. And as I was leaving the air yesterday, I'd pointed out all these things that God does, but I did not get to mention John chapter number 20, where our Lord met with a 10 in the upper room. You remember Thomas was not present, and our Lord met with them. And the Bible said in verse number 22, "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Again, in the secret place, God gives them the anointing of the Spirit of God. Now today on the broadcast, I want to deal with a fourth thought. Not only the devil hates the secret place because in the secret place, God gives us an awareness of our sin, and God gives us an attitude of supplication, and God gives us an appointment for service. God gives us an anointing of the Spirit. But number four, the devil hates the secret place because in that secret place, God gives us an appointment for service. You see, my friend, you cannot hang around God long without God giving you something to do. I grew up on the farm. Me and my two brothers learned early in life that if we got a break from our work, we didn't go hang around Daddy, because Daddy always had something for us to do. So if Daddy was down at the barn, we got caught up, we went to the house. And if Daddy was at the house, we went to the barn. It was just a common saying among us that if you don't want to be busy, if you don't want a job to do, then stay away from Daddy, because Daddy had plenty of things to keep us boys busy. Well, that same thing is true in application to our Heavenly Father. If you hang around God long, God will give you a job to do. You see, really, we who are saved are saved to serve. God did not save any person just to warm the church pew, but God saved us to serve. And he has a job for every one of us to do. And the greatest place to find the will of God in serving the Lord is there in the secret place. As you pray, God will begin to deal with your heart about a job that he wants you to do. And so the devil hates the secret place because in that secret place, there will be an appointment for service. I was just looking through the scriptures, letting the Holy Spirit bring things to my mind. And I want to give you these thoughts on the broadcast today. First of all, of course, God the Father sent God the Son. The Bible said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But listen to verse number 17. The Bible said, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the world and gave him a job to do. We read again in the book of Matthew, chapter number 21, verse 28, about a certain man that had two sons. And he said, "Go work today in my vineyard." But the father sent the sons to work in his field. And of course, you know that that father is a type of our father. And we are the sons of God through the miracle of the new birth. You've been saved. You're in the family of God. You are God's son. And so the father sends the sons to the field to work in the service of the Lord. And then I remember reading the word of God in Matthew chapter number 10, the first 5 verses. The Lord chooses 12 and sends them out. Again, you find that in Luke chapter number 6. But God does not let these disciples hang around him without giving them a job. You see, the way God works, he first calls us to come unto him. And we come unto him, and we hang around him in the prayer closet. We get all of our sins confessed and forgiven, and we get a desire to commune with God, and we get that anointing of God upon us. And then God starts speaking to us with an assignment of service that he wants us to do. So God the Father sent God the Son, and then God the Father sends all the sons of God to work in his field. And then he sent the 12 out as apostles. And then in Luke chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ, he chose 70 and sent them out, gave them a job to do. Then you find in the book of Luke chapter number 14 and verse number 21 and again in verse number 23, where the Lord said to the servant, "Go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." The Lord, there in that parable, gave the servants a job to do. And friend, I want to tell you, that is just a picture of God giving his servants a job to do. God hates laziness. And my friend, God saved us to serve. We're not just saved so we'll miss hell. Our salvation is far more than just fire insurance from the flames of hell. But God has a job for us to do. And when we're saved by the grace of God and we hang around God, then God will reveal his will for our lives to us and give us an appointment, an assignment to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned on an earlier broadcast this week, in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6, where Isaiah saw the Lord supreme, and then he saw his low-down self. You remember that in that text, there were 3 visions he saw. Or maybe it's 1 3-fold vision. But he saw the Lord supreme, high and lifted up. He saw his low-down self, and then he saw lost souls. And then there are 3 voices that cry out in that same text. There is his own voice of confession. "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Then after he makes that voice of confession, there is a voice of cleansing in verse number 6 and verse number 7. The Bible said, "Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar of God." Verse number 7 said, "And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." There is the woe of conviction and confession. There is the low of cleansing and consecration. And then in verse number 8, Isaiah said, "And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And then he volunteers and said, "Then said I, here am I, send me." In verse 9, the Bible said, "And he," God said, "go." There is a voice of commitment and the voice of commission in verse number 8 and verse number 9. So God does not allow us to hang around him long and stay idle. There's too much to be done in the work of God around the world. You get in that secret place of prayer and God will give you a job to do. Could I say this? Many young preachers and many people who are not preachers love the Lord. They want to do something for God. But I want to tell you, friend, you find the appointment of service in the secret place of prayer. You get there and stay with God and call on God and just hang around God and his word, and it'll not be long until God will say to you, like he did Isaiah, you'll say, "Here am I, send me," and he'll say, "Go," and he'll give you a job to do. You want a New Testament example of what God does when people continue at the throne room of God in prayer? In the book of Acts chapter number 13, there was a group in the church there at Antioch that was before God in prayer. And the Bible said in verse number 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Hear the church praise. And as they pray, God touches two young men. Number one, he touches Barnabas. Number two, he touches Saul. And he calls them to do a work for the glory of God. Notice the church did not call them. The church commissioned them. The church does not appoint them. The church just sends them off and honors God's work upon their life. But as they're praying, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate them for the work whereunto I have called them." You see, the call of God is personal. It's private, manifested publicly. And so God said to that church, "I've called Paul and Barnabas, and I want you to commission them and send them out to the work which I've called them to do." So, friend, the devil hates a secret place, because in the secret place, God gives us an awareness of our sin. In the secret place, God gives us an attitude of supplication. In the secret place, God gives us an anointing of the Spirit. In the secret place, God gives us an appointment for service. No wonder the devil hates the secret place. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.